Our teenage daughter talked on the phone forever. But one time she talked for only about half an hour and she hung up. And I said, well, what's wrong? Why so short? She said, wrong number.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today I want you to meet Phil Wickham. You can barely go to church without singing one of his fantastic Christ-centered songs like I Believe or The Battle Belongs to the Lord. In 2015, Phil was told he may not sing again. Months of concerts were canceled and surgery performed for polyps on his vocal cords. Uncertain and anxious, he knelt asking God for direction and peace. He sensed God saying, Phil, you're my child. I'm your father. Trust me. Doctors were blown away by his miraculous recovery. Today, Phil's vocal cords are humming. When we spoke on the phone recently, his album, I Believe, was number one on the Christian charts. We talked of laughter and marriage and dogs and hope. Since the age of 13, Phil led worship music at church. At 18, he told me, I was doing that and making sandwiches at a cafe. I'd get $50 and think, I'm a rich man. Touring sounds like a glamorous life, but while averaging 9,000 a night in arenas, he found himself crammed with 12 other guys into a bus trying to sleep. This morning, he says, I got out of my bunk and stepped on a rotten banana. He laughed. It was all over my foot. So what are the roots of his joy? I've got 4 kids, he says. They bring me joy and plenty of comedy. My wife is my best friend, and I love her more than ever. All that brings me happiness and joy. But Jesus gives me purpose. He gives joy that can't be stolen. Marriages and kids and health can be shaken. But the meaning he gives can never be shaken. In 2020, the Wickhams were shaken when they decided on the perfect family dog, a golden doodle, and brought it home. A few weeks later, its hair falls out and there's bumps all over it, he recalls. Then 2 kids and my wife break out in a full-on body rash. A dog breeder was bringing in poodles from Tijuana, dyeing them brown and conning families. But she's actually a great dog. It's almost like she knows we saved her life or something. Phil and Mallory have learned to laugh and trust God during 15 years of marriage. They've known each other since she was 11 and started dating when she was 17 and he was 20. She's my first girlfriend and the first girl I ever kissed, he says. She does not let the sun go down on anything that needs to be talked about. She's unafraid of confrontation. I'm the opposite, but I'm learning to be open, to be gracious, to take a second before saying all those things. If I think about her first, I am blessed and happy. His advice for those who want to be happily married? If you want someone wonderful, full of life and full of Jesus, that person isn't going to marry someone who's not like that. So make the soil of your heart full of Jesus. Be a thoughtful person, selfless, pure. Say no to things that bring death. And watch how God blesses that. It really brings life. Be that someone you would want to marry. With 4 children, he laughs and says it's a sweet time because our kids are too young to drive. And what gives Phil Wickham hope as a dad? That Jesus is bigger, he says. He has overcome the world. Our world is crazy, and it'll get crazier. But I can't freak out when I think of my kids and the promise they face and will face. Nothing can thwart God's plans. He is in control. He is king. That gives me hope. I pray you will live in that hope. And be careful picking out that next dog.
At Laugh Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.org and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.